Okay, it's a couple of minutes after the hour left. There has been a preemption of hour three. I am talking into this little mini recorder again, and I'm realizing that all week long when I was talking to this thing, oh, it's going on for quite a while. Or maybe the songs were long. Let's say the songs are long, because I'm not going to be able to get to the baseball thing, but that'll be good. We can do that. Give me something to do this week, which won't involve talking into this thing so much. I do need to go down to the Blue Creek, or as we say up here in Michigan, the Blue Creek, and record the frogs. They've been kind of loud lately. And hopefully I can get my neighbor who's been shooting off his gun a lot. Did it last Saturday. He's doing it again this Saturday. And like I said last Saturday, I hope he's not using those rounds for target practice. He may want those for meat before too long, or to protect his house. So what we're going to listen to now is the Saturday recordings that I made, meaning earlier today. And then that'll be it. I don't know that we'll get an obituary in, because I think I got to eat dinner. Meow Mix has it done already, and I got to finish. Somewhere around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, I woke up about a half hour ago, and I knew I wasn't going back to sleep for a while, especially because there's lightning coming through the windows, and I could hear way off, not to get too Bob Seger on you, but could hear thunder way off, and I just wasn't tired anymore. But that's the thing with this coronavirus. There's a lot of things with it, but one of them is that time is been rendered a different concept. I know that sounds hippy-dippy, and I am standing outside watching a rainstorm right now, so I'm standing accused. But you can go to sleep whenever you want. You could sleep in the middle of the afternoon if you like. You could sleep in if you like. Go to bed. I know people who are going to bed. They're not senior citizens, but they're going to bed at like 9:30 and waking up at like 5 o'clock. Most of us aren't working from home. At least a lot of the people I know, we're just sitting on our asses with jobs that have been rendered null by the coronavirus. I know it's coronavirus, but corona sounds more modern to me. And there's not all that much for us to do. We can't work from home with the kind of jobs that we have. So the concept of time of 9 to 5 or whatever you had for your working hours are just nullified. So now it's 3 in the morning, probably 3:15 really. I'm standing outside listening to this rainstorm, watching lightning, listening to thunder. That would fill me with anxiety if any other day I was this wide awake. I don't want to say any other day, any other time frame than this self-quarantine, social distancing, coronavirus time. It would fill me with anxiety to be awake at this hour, knowing that I wasn't going back to sleep. It doesn't happen all that often to me, but this morning I just thought, man, I'm not going to sleep for a while. And you know what? It doesn't matter. I can stand out here and enjoy this storm. Very late March rainstorm. In a couple of days, those will be the April showers. They're going to bring us May flowers. I was walking around the yard earlier, and rose bushes, they have the little red flowers that are in there, and the trees over the driveway and out in the yard, they've got buds that are coming up. And some of the choys that I planted last year that really didn't do anything sat all winter, and now they're starting to come up.
great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Do not compute. Be special, so do I. Special women make me cry. Does not compute, baby. Something don't compute. Must be something in the water. Talk to me, baby. Tell me who you really are. Must be something in a one-night stand. Been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in a one-night stand. Why in the world would a woman want to treat a man so bad?
I stand in line and
Well, here's a couple of quick things I recorded off the radio. Well, one quick thing I recorded off the radio. The local radio station, it's a big conglomerate out here, 103.7 Cozy FM. They do a great thing on Sundays. They play Casey Kasem's old American Top 40s. But with the coronavirus coming around, they decided they were going to do all these public service announcements. And it's great. It's good information to have out there. But they probably should have thought about it. And this one, for me, I'm just doing this live in a mini recorder, no editing capabilities at all. They could have edited this one. The guy makes a mistake, and seems like a pretty silly mistake.
Surfaces. Practice social distancing, 3 to 6 feet. Avoid shaking hands. Instead, fist or elbow pump. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And if you're sick, stay home.
It's 11:30 Saturday morning now. It's raining so hard. There's a little chickadee that's stuck on the bird feeder. It's not stuck there, but it's refusing to leave because the bird's so small and the raindrops are so large. Probably beat that thing down into the ground if it tries to take to the air. Little wings. bunch of chickadees, and which is a neat ending, I think, that of the recordings, because the first one that I did, I haven't aired it for you yet, I'm about to, started with me in the backyard watching a bunch of chickadees, and the more I was staring, the more I realized there were not just two or three or eight, there was a whole yard of them. And anyway, we'll end it up with that, and then I don't know, maybe we'll have 17 minutes of birds, but I can tell you this, there's not going to be an obituary. All you have to do is open a newspaper, open your computer, look at your phone, text with somebody or call someone, and it's mounting death numbers, mounting positive test numbers. It's just a lot of numbers, and those are really scary. And each one of those numbers represents a person who died, who has family that's grieving, and there's those numbers of the people who are in the hospital, those represent a person as well. And yeah, sure, people are dying of cancer every day. They're dying of heart attacks and, well, even the flu and strokes and whatever, car accidents and whatever tragedies happen every day. But this thing is out of control and it's sweeping by, and there are measures that people can do to contain it. What's the Stalin quote? Death of a one man is a catastrophe, but 100 million deaths, well, that's just a statistic. Probably shouldn't get caught up in that. And not really sure when any of this will end. I'm sure no one could say that, but you got to do your part. We've got our doomsday clock, as I said, which next week this time it should be expired. Still healthy over here. I am Meowmix is, so hoping that continues, of course, and I'm hoping that everyone that I know and everyone that I don't know has health or continued health or returns to health. Scary time. When I was at Myers, I had to say to the girl who brought the groceries over, like, this, I'm going to keep the 6 feet away. This isn't on you. This is, I'm just keeping the distance. It just feels like you're dismissing people, wearing your gloves and your face masks and stuff. And like I said, drug dealers are not really adhering to the CDC levels of protection, but the guys buying the drugs, at least one that I saw, was. So it's little things that you got to change and a big thing that you got to change. And, well, I hate the saying we're all in this together, because we're not really. There's people who have a lot of money and power and connections, and maybe there's even a guy running the United States of America who is not really doing things for everyone. Threatened our whole state the other day. That sounds personal to me. So no obituary this week. There'll be enough deaths coming up. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's about 5 o'clock and it's almost 60 degrees. I have a winter jacket on and I'm about to take it off. I'm going to putter around the yard trying to figure out something to do. Maybe I'll, I think I said it the other day, turn over these garden beds to get them ready for some planting. Next few days, few weeks, even 10 days or so, supposed to be not freezing overnight. So maybe you can get some things planted, I don't know. But it's a beautiful day just sitting outside. JJ the cat is at my feet just rolling around in the sun on the cement. He's going to be dirtier than hell by the time we get inside the house. And he's just on the cement right now. He follows me all around the yard, so he'll be rolling in some dirt before too long. Ribbon, the other cat, the small one, 8 years old and still tiny as a kitten. Still plays like a kitten, too. Been chasing a hair tie around for days. Anyway, she's out here somewhere. I'm not really exactly too sure where she went. There's a neighbor out there. I can't tell what he's doing. I'm assuming it's a he. I don't know why. Only, I guess, you know what? It is a he. I can see him. I don't have to assume anything. Just have to take one step to the right. And also, now that I see, he's using a blower to move some leaves around. Probably to stack them up for improvised toilet paper, should it come to that, here in Benton Township. I thought, romantically, that he was making some big... that's not a pot. Big blender full of... Sorry, I lost my thought there. Big blender full of chocolate shakes for the family. Have them all sitting 6 feet apart on the picnic table. Well, I guess it'd have to be a couple of picnic tables that are 6 feet apart. In fact, you need a... Everyone would have to have their own picnic table if they're doing that.
But I know there's Thank you.